This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
That's the most bullshit greeting I've ever heard. There is nobody more important than me, for crying out loud. I was calling about your De La Guerra. I got a guy that's jumping out of his pants to see it.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. I love that agent calling me, Rockford bit. Again, my outgoing voicemail that people respond to is, sorry, I can't take your call, but I'm talking with someone as important as you. And everybody loves that outgoing voicemail, except Mimi Greenberg. Yet, I love Mimi Greenberg. Today's guest, Vice President of Federal Affairs at National Taxpayers Union. They don't say the National Taxpayers Union. Let's find out. Thomas Aiello wrote a piece, Reducing Regulation and Taxes to Make Rents More Affordable. And he wrote it before this recent bill that was passed by Congress. So we'll discuss both. Fourth segments, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment, everything without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Montecito only and Hope Ranch only. Something different. But first, we'll take a look at what's pending and what the median price is of what's pending. For the week ending this week, July 24th, 2026, we had 87 listings pending at the end of the week. Now, that's higher than the last 4 weeks. But then we had a couple of weeks in a row, about 91, 94. Not about, but exactly 91, 94 pending. And then again, many, many weeks in the 80s. So we're, we have a higher year-to-date number of sale average. We're averaging 18.17 sales per week. Last year, it was 17.17 sales per week. Before that, just under 15. Before that, about 13 and a half. So progressively higher sales since 2023 overall. So here we have the pending 87 sales, a median price of $2.6 million. So that's higher than it's been for 3 or 4 weeks. It was almost 2.6 5 weeks ago. So higher the pending. Does that mean a higher median price year-to-date sales? Well, I'm banking on it and thinking that the year-to-date sales price that we have now at $2.2 million, last week it was $2,230,000. But prior 2 weeks before that, it was $2.2 million. It was a little higher, but it's gone down a little bit. So I'm thinking it's going to be $2,225,000 by the end of the year, surpassing years 2022, 23, and 24. We won't surpass last year's $2.4 million for the year. Last year, for the last 6 months of the year, the median price was $2,285,000. First 6 months, $2,265,000. No, $2,650,000. $2,650,000 median price for the first 6 months of 2024. Second 6 months, $2,285,000. And that has a lot to do with Montecito, the number of sales in Montecito and Hope Ranch as well. Well, we'll talk about them separately. But overall, year-to-date, $2.2 million, averaging 18.17 sales per week. So 87 sales pending with a median price of $2.6 million. Last year at this time, the pending median price for the pending was $2,725,000. So Bob's your uncle. Okay, so what about some year-to-date sales, you ask? I already told you what we're averaging. I told you the median price, $2.2 million. Last year, a scorching $2,550,000. Why? Well, we had 98 Montecito sales with a median price of $6.2 million, which is a lot higher than the $5.7 million year-to-date. But the bigger picture is that we have 79 sales in Montecito only year-to-date versus last year's 98. Now, 79 is higher than 2023 and 2024 in Montecito only, so it's not bad, but last year was a scorcher, 98 with a high $6.2 million median price. You look over at last year for Hope Ranch, And we had 18 sales at a median price of $6.3 million, so even higher than Montecito. So that helped push the year-to-date median price overall to $2,550,000. As well, if you take away Hope Ranch and Montecito, year-to-date median price $1,945,000, and last year it was $2,047,000. Now we have a much higher number of sales. If you take out Hope Ranch and Montecito, we have 441 sales year to date, and last year it was 399. So you add more sales and a lower median price, that's going to help bring down the overall median price. So, but even on its own, without Hope Ranch and Montecito, we're down from last year's $2,047,000 to this year, $1,945,000. Number of sales up 10.5%, median price down 5% without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Now, that year-to-date median price in 2026 through the week ending July 24th, 2026, it's $1,945,000. Yes, lower than last year, but 2024, it was $1,995,000. So very close to that, with 365 sales in 2024. This year, 441 sales. Again, this is without Hope Ranch and Montecito. Go back to 2023, the median price was $1,890,000. So we're higher than that this year at $1,945,000. And a lot more sales. In 2023, it was only 318 sales through the first 30 weeks of the year without Hope Ranch and Montecito. 2022, 445 sales. So we pretty much hit that this year at 441 sales. Median price in 2022 was $1,950,000 year to date without Hope Ranch and Montecito, and this year $1,945,000. So all this bolsters what Mark Schneep said on the air, and I didn't ever express that, but it was there in front of me, is that those 3 years, 2022, 23, and 24, were kind of consistent level, and the median prices show that they were all around 2,200,000 range. And as a matter of fact, I've mentioned this before, they were a little higher, and the last month of the year kind of brought them down a little bit. 2024 was very notable. It was through October 4th, it was 2,260,000. Through November 29th, virtually 11 months, 2,250,000. 2,250,000, November 29th, 2024, and we end up at 2.2 million. So, what was the real median price for the year? Well, it's 2,200,000, but practically speaking, it was a little bit higher. Okay, so that's Hope Ranch and Montecito, Hope Ranch only. Hope Ranch is doing well. Montecito's doing well. I hope you're doing well. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest, Thomas Aiello, Vice President of Federal Affairs, National Taxpayers Union. He wrote a piece, Reducing Regulations and Taxes to Make Rents More Affordable. Not rent control, says he. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.